visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, a 54-0 victory over Yates Center on Friday. Good night for you guys. Throughout, Wyatt Griffin throws two touchdowns. Luke Buckey ran for two. Guthrie Danford ran for one. Just figuring it all out here in district play.
Yeah, it was another good night for us, and I was mostly pleased again. Just looking at our defensive effort, we challenged our guys through the week to where, they had a couple of looks where we wanted to have some automatics on, and we recognized those quickly, communicated well, played fast. So defensively, it was another great performance by us, and it was great to see Wyatt do what Wyatt does. We didn't ask him to do much with his feet, but he threw the ball well, and Luke had some big plays, and we got Guthrie Danford going. He had a touchdown reception and a rushing touchdown. So, lots of positives from Friday.
A lot of positives right now for the guys over in the county. At 3-2 right now and 2-0 in the district. Does the win over Linden right now give these guys a little confidence, knowing they had to come back and rally in that game a couple weeks ago?
Yeah, anytime you win a ball game where you trail double digits a couple different times, it's one of those things that reinforces to our kids all the things that we talk about, the grit that we need them to play with, the resiliency that we need them to have. So when you see those things, come to fruition, then, it definitely helps.
So these guys have a lot of confidence right now. And, right before we started this, we were talking a little bit about last year as well. But do you feel like the guys that you have back now in this situation again from last year, like a Wyatt Griffin and a Luke Buckey, that got a lot of snaps last year, do you feel like they're taking a step forward and just rising to the occasion this year?
Well, I'll tell you, I think Luke and Wyatt really have felt pretty confident every week that they stepped out on the field this year. What has been different is, Guthrie Danford, who played a lot last year, is playing, at another level right now. Colton Cooley, who played a lot last year, is playing at another level right now. But more importantly, the guys around them, Clark Miller, young guy, sophomore linebacker for us, he has really started to, shine defensively. So, I think what's different is it's not so much, Luke and Wyatt as it is everybody else is, catching up and feeling a little bit more like that squad that we had last year.
Visiting with Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey here on the Area Coaches Corner. Coach, you have Flint Hills coming up this week, and leave going there. What do you know about them? I know Northern Heights got them a couple weeks ago, and I believe Flint Hills had Linden last week, and I think Linden took care of business there. But what stands out about Flint Hills?
Well, with Flint Hills, I think it starts with number 3, their quarterback. I don't know that he's a particularly fast guy, but he is definitely a shifty guy. And one of the things that we have struggled defensively with is getting quarterbacks on the ground. We get to them a lot, but getting them on the ground is something we haven't done. So that's a big focus for us this week, is we really have to improve on our ability to contain the quarterback, when they're dropped back in the passing game. You look at the game last week and you look at the game against Northern Heights, and Flint Hills has had a tremendous amount of drop balls in the passing game. One of those things that, you take away from that is that, they're a different ball club if they just catch the ball. And we can't control whether or not they're going to have, a good receiving night, on Friday night. So we have to plan for a team that has the potential to be potent offensively. Now, defensively, they've struggled a little bit. I think there's definitely some opportunity there for us to be successful, but offensively, you know, they run a system similar to ours, which is nice. That helps with the preparation, but you know, they have the potential to be dangerous, and so we'll need a good week of preparation in order to go down there and continue the defensive success that we've had as of late.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck on Friday with Flint Hills. Talk to you again next Monday.
All right, Dylan. Appreciate it.
That is Chase County head football coach Derek Buckey joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by Citizen State Bank, Griffin Real Estate, and the Chase County Chamber of Commerce on KVOE, live and local.